You're listening to Queen of the Thrones research and clinically supported medical advisor content. Connect to your body, your source, and your purpose through innovative and modern self-care practices. It's time to unlock your potential for infinite wellness. Does the moon make your hormones go crazy? Written by Melanie Swackhammer and reviewed by Marisol Tejero. Have you ever wondered if the full moon is controlling everything from your sleeping patterns to how irritable you feel when you're stuck in traffic? Is the moon like a puppet master directing your every move? It's possible, right? In case you didn't know, it's no coincidence that your menstrual cycle is the same number of days as the days on the calendar, as is the full rotation of the moon around the Earth. Everything is interconnected, and the moon is controlling much more than you think. Makes sense, agreed? You're in the right place because we're going to discuss how the moon cycles may impact your hormones and help you discover the pros and cons of seed cycling for hormone imbalance. Beyond the days of your monthly menstrual cycle, it has an impact on every aspect of your physiology, not only your hormones. It's most notable in your moods and key symptoms of unbalanced hormones, your problems with your period and infertility, and even your low levels of nighttime hormone melatonin, affecting how well you sleep. Mother Nature's medicine, seed cycling and your period problems. You see, Mother Nature carries many secrets up her sleeves on how to work with the moon cycle for your menstrual problems. Eating seeds is one way, in what is known as the practice of seed cycling, and is said to possibly support healthier period cycles. However, another easier, often more tolerated alternative for those who can't eat seeds frequently and repetitively as required in seed cycling is single seed cycling, done with Queen of the Thrones castor oil packs. The difference between seed cycling and single seed cycling. The traditional seed cycling protocol alternates what seeds to eat at different times of the month, according to your hormones and the moon. Flax, pumpkin, sesame, and sunflower seeds. One downfall for many women with hormonal problems is that these seeds can cause digestive distress when repeatedly consumed, creating a leaky gut or aggravating a pre-existing condition. Additionally, it can become a hassle preparing the seeds, coordinating when to eat each kind, and finding new recipes to keep things exciting. Many often start this protocol with the best of intentions, but give up shortly after starting. Single seed cycling, on the other hand, soothes digestive distress and is simply less hassle by using Queen of the Thrones castor oil packs for liver instead of eating seeds. Single seed cycling is supportive for your well-being, working from the outside in. Therefore, it's a great alternative if you're tired of taking so many supplements and would rather do a self-care practice as easy as wearing a Queen of the Thrones castor oil pack for liver or using the Queen of the Thrones hormone balance and detox kit on a different part of the body at different times of the month, according to the moon cycles. Plus, there's an additional bonus with single seed cycling with Queen of the Thrones castor oil packs. You see, because there are many more benefits with using castor oil packs, which are a traditional therapy that have been used for wellness since the beginning of time, first with the Egyptians and even the father of medicine, Hippocrates. The benefits of these castor oil packs, beyond supporting hormone cycling, include, but are not limited to supporting, more regular bowel movements and better absorption, balanced inflammation, liver detox and microbiome gut health, enhanced relaxation and more restful sleep. Sounds good, am I right? It's clearly a natural choice that's so much easier to do with so many benefits. Makes sense, agreed? Mother Nature's medicine. Chronobiology for your menstrual cycle. It's nice to have options and tools to support the optimization of your period and hormone balance that work with the rhythms and cycles of nature, right? This is a branch of medicine known as chronobiology. So, since we are biological beings, these practices aren't simple folklore, but show clinical practice evidence that we are affected by the moon. Plus, this is one of many ways our bodies keep time. We may not be as intensely possessed by the moon as, say, a werewolf, but hey, we all have our hormonal moments now, don't we? Some of us do become rabid beasts at that time of month, when the moon is shining bright, right? Think of it like this. You've had a bad day. You look at the calendar, and you see it's a full moon. Is it a coincidence? Maybe, maybe not. What's the research about the moon, seed cycling, and hormones? Preliminary research is in the works. One study of interest done at old age homes couldn't find a connection between weird moon changes and the full moon. However, it was done with an elderly population in an old age home at a time in life when hormone levels are at their lowest. With moods and the moon being highly interconnected to your hormones, not the best people to study to find the truth, agreed? So if one study that may have not had the best methodology says it's not connected, it doesn't mean it's hocus-pocus. It just means we need more research or clinical practice. Clinical experience, the moon, hormones, and seed cycling. Just ask any nurse who has worked in an emergency shift on a full moon. They will give you their side of the story, usually including how crazy and full of patients the hospital can get on those crazy full moon eves. It's enough to make sure you look at the calendar for where the moon cycle is at before booking an important procedure or going under the knife, agreed? You see, what I love about research is that it can come in the forms of clinical study, but also from a clinical practitioner's perspective through patient observation. The traditional seed cycling protocol, along with the easier reinvented single seed cycling, was developed along these lines, from functional integrative medicine practices and health and wellness coaches, much like yourself. Even though these protocols have little scientific research, as in double-blind placebo-controlled studies, the gold standard in medicine, the lack of this research doesn't make it wrong. It just hasn't been studied that way yet, and may very well never be studied that way for various reasons, two of which I'll discuss here. Mother Nature only likes to be tested in her own natural environment. The most important one being that Mother Nature isn't the type to be put into a box and given only two variables to work with. Mother Nature is a product of her environment, and as such, there are millions of variables at play in the environment: the temperature, the wind, the sunlight, the food and nourishment, the exercise, the practices, the social contact, and the list goes on and on. So this makes it hard to study scientifically, especially using a double-blind placebo scientific method. There are simply too many variables to test in nature and natural environments. Makes sense, right? Mother Nature doesn't have deep pockets to pay for studies. The lack of funding for studies such as these impacts the understanding of the true effect of this practice. Deep pockets, like those in the pharmaceutical industry, fund studies that go towards new drugs, not natural medicine protocols. Moreover, what we do know helps illuminate our choices of care in integrative and functional medicine settings. As a practitioner, when you're prescribing protocols like seed cycling, it's often a combination of an in-depth understanding of physiology, of how the body works from a functional perspective, as well as the knowledge of the ingredients used, such as flaxseed, well known for its effects in hormonal wellness. Combining these, along with clinical observation and experience of the practical use of Mother Nature's tools, like the traditional seed cycling protocol, or single seed cycling, using Queen of the Thrones castor oil packs, are both ethical protocols because they're not likely to cause harm and may even provide benefit beyond what is hypothesized. Except in the case of traditional seed cycling. Although seed cycling is one of the most highly popularized natural food and lifestyle-based practices for hormone balance, it has the worst compliance. But why? Well, Because of digestive disturbances, from repeatedly eating the seeds and the hassle of preparation, seed cycling has the worst compliance. Makes sense, agreed? The single seed cycling protocol with Queen of the Thrones castor oil packs is an easier, often more tolerated alternative that overcomes these objections. Seed cycling's goal: naturally balance your hormones with the moon. So, if you want a clearer understanding of your physiology, simply start by tracking what you see in your monthly fluctuations. I'm sure you've already noticed how some weeks of your monthly cycle you feel much different than others, am I right? Some weeks you feel bloated and tired, while others you have experiencing hormonal fluctuations that leave you crying, craving, or wanting more of your partner or yourself, and then the next moment you're completely withdrawn. Can you relate? You see, hormonal balance is when you experience less ups and downs over your monthly moon-guided period cycle. Makes sense, agreed? It's time to understand why your body does what it does, what role the moon plays in your monthly menstrual cycle and your hormone imbalance. An extra tool you should have in your self-care toolbox to support your hormone balance. Would you love that? Single Seed Cycling Protocol with Queen of the Thrones Castor Oil Packs is a simple way for you to support your hormones so you can align with the moon and Mother Nature the easy way. Can the solar eclipse affect hormones? Many have speculated about the moon's influence on human behavior and physiology. From myths about full moons affecting moods to beliefs about lunar cycles influencing menstrual cycles. However, what about the lesser discussed solar eclipse? Could it also have an impact on our hormones? As we gear up for the much anticipated solar eclipse of 2024, it's worth exploring the relationship between this event and our hormone balance. What exactly is a solar eclipse? A solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, temporarily blocking the sun's light. During this captivating event, the sky darkens, and observers may witness the sun's corona, creating a spectacle that has fascinated civilizations throughout history. But does this cosmic display have any tangible effects on our bodies or our hormones? While there's limited scientific research specifically linking solar eclipses to hormonal changes, there could be a potential connection. One area of interest is the influence of solar eclipses on melatonin production. Melatonin, often dubbed the sleep hormone, regulates our sleep-wake cycles and plays a crucial role in maintaining our body's circadian rhythm. Some believe that the sudden darkness during a solar eclipse could disrupt melatonin levels, leading to temporary sleep disturbances or alterations in mood. Can the solar eclipse affect the menstrual cycle? Now, what about the menstrual cycle? Can a solar eclipse affect it? While there's no direct scientific evidence linking the two, some individuals claim to experience changes in their menstrual patterns coinciding with celestial events. It's essential to approach such claim with a critical eye, recognizing that many factors influence hormonal fluctuations and menstrual cycles. Stress, diet, exercise, and overall health play significant roles in hormonal balance, even overshadowing any potential effects of celestial events like solar eclipses. While the solar eclipse of 2024 promises to be a captivating sight, its impact on our hormones remains largely speculative. Hormone balancing carrot juice recipe. During the solar eclipse and other celestial events, maintaining hormonal balance is great for your self-care. Carrots, energetically resonating with the color of the sun, are believed to ground and support the body during these times. Here's a simple recipe for a hormone-balancing carrot juice. Ingredients: 4 large carrots, washed and trimmed. 1 small piece of ginger, about an inch, peeled. 1 medium-sized apple, cored and sliced. 1/2 lemon, peeled. Instructions: cut the carrots into smaller pieces to fit into your juicer chute. Add the carrots, ginger, apple, and lemon to the juicer. Turn on the juicer and process the ingredients until you get a smooth, vibrant juice. Pour the juice into glasses and serve immediately. Enjoy the refreshing and hormone-balancing benefits of this carrot juice during the solar eclipse and beyond. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. And don't forget to read about the counterfeit castor oil packs. You can find the link at the bottom of this blog. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, as well as on our site at queenofthethrones.com. You can also email us anytime at care@queenofthethrones.com.